This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. You get to play along with us. Today, I am your host. There are two sports categories, one non-sports category, all based on goings-on in the sports world or on the show. Guys, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm excited. I have not done well in the last couple of categories, so maybe I can do better this time.
I think this one screams you.
Oh, Lord.
Lawrence Holmes.
Now I'm doomed.
All right, here we go. Category one.
Types of donuts.
With the NFL draft coming and the combine in place. By the way, we'll talk to Chris Emma at the top of the hour, live from the combine. I'm looking right here at every Bears draft pick from the last 5 years. The last five Bears drafts right in front of me. Lawrence Holmes, give me a name that the Bears took in the draft. How deep can we go on this one? Go.
Caleb Williams.
Is absolutely one of them. Tanny.
The other guy they took right after him that they shouldn't have taken. Roma Dunze.
Roma Dunze is correct. Shane.
Tory Taylor.
Lawrence.
Braxton Jones,
certainly from 2 years ago in 2022. Tanny.
Roshan Johnson, the governor.
Roshan Johnson.
Kieran Amagaje.
Keep rolling, boys.
Darnell Wright.
Absolutely. Tanny.
Gervon Dexter.
You bet. Gervon Dexter. Shane.
Zach Pickens.
Valus Jones Jr. Junior.
Absolutely. Tanny.
I'm out.
Wow.
I know. It's just too much. Yeah, this is a really anxiety-inducing category here. Because it's recent memory.
It's recent memory.
You should be getting them.
And there's so many.
So I'm just going to tap out for my mental health sake.
Yeah, two-strike anxiety. I know. Enjoy The Sopranos. Shane.
Doug Kramer.
No, I'm sorry. Doug Kramer. Round six in 2022. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Justin Fields,
2021, you bet. Shane.
Jatari Carter,
that is a fun deep pull. Seventh rounder in 2022.
Darnell Mooney,
2020, round five.
Lachavius Pig Simmons,
round seven in 2020. What's up, Pig?
Tyreek Stevenson,
absolutely.
Larry Borum,
2021, round five. Lawrence.
Jalen Johnson,
2020, round two.
Khalil Herbert.
Khalil Herbert.
It's like a six-rounder, right?
Khalil Herbert. Shame. He must have been a 2019 pick.
Really?
I don't think so. Tanny, can you Google that?
Google that, please?
Nope. It says it's good. He's on there.
I dropped the pen. Can I have my pen?
Who is our guy who said I had Harold's chicken? It was actually bussin'.
Daz Newsom.
Oh,
Daz Newsom if you want.
I thought Daz Newsom was gonna be something, man.
Yeah, we all did.
He is. He's something.
Yeah.
Everyone is something.
His mom thinks so.
Khalil Herbert, absolutely. Round 6, yeah. 2021. Told sorry you, about that. Okay, go ahead.
Jaquan Brisker,
absolutely.
When I couldn't remember his name, that's when I tapped out. I was like, he's a good player.
It's when you knew you're in trouble. Shane.
Our guy, who we only talked to his sister, Tristan Ebner.
Tristan Ebner. You bet.
That's a really good pull.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan
Ebner, round 6, 2022. Come on, there's a whole bunch of guys
I know. I give.
All right, Shane, give me one more.
Kyler Gordon.
Good call. You got it. I thought of a name, but.
Kyler Gordon, yeah. Who did you have?
The other punter.
Who's that?
They drafted another punter?
Yeah, because whenever Layla brings this up that they drafted two punters, I'm like, that's not real.
Two punters in 3 years, right?
Oh, Trenton Gill.
Wow, that's pathetic.
He's on the list, right?
He sure is. Tevin Jenkins, we would have accepted.
I thought I had already said that. I wrote that down.
Austin Booker, Dominique Robinson, Cole Kmet did not get mentioned. Kendall Vildor, Arlington Hambright, guys like that.
Arlington Hambright, let's go.
All right, that's Category 1. It goes to Shane. Category 2 comes to mind because this man, a brand new Chicago Cub, hit a walk-off in Game 2 of the 2017 NLCS.
Real quick, so I don't know what this is. I'm going to fire it. You had Studs put it in for me.
Yes.
So the listeners know, like, I'm playing something. I have no idea what it is. So here it is. So one more time with the questions.
Okay.
Please.
It's this man hit a home run to walk off for Game 2 in the 2017 NLCS for the Dodgers.
So, all right, back to the baseball thing.
What is this? Oh, wait.
What does this have to do with categories?
Do you say he was fired or he was?
Because
I haven't
Cora being
seen
fired.
A cross here.
I like it.
What does this have to do with Cora?
Has he been fired or was he suspended?
Choo, choo, choo.
All right. We'll try to figure that out here.
Momentarily
here.
Second.
I love that you
probably has been
category,
suspended.
But.
It was the same thing that Rob Manfred.
Wait, yeah, where's Julio?
There he is. Yeah, Mark, Jeff Passan, just 47 seconds ago, Alex right, Cora out as Boston Red Sox manager following the fallout of the sign-stealing scandals that have enveloped baseball.
Out. So he uses the terminology.
Enveloped.
That's what I said.
No, it isn't.
So he's out as manager?
Yeah. What does that have to do with
speech? I don't understand what we're doing.
Got you a bunch of jerks. I'm trying to have some fun, play some audio.
Hey, right, Speaks, that doesn't seem like it fits any category.
Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence.
I just played what was put in by Studs.
Yeah, probably a Studs problem.
Maybe it's this one. Sorry, guys.
It's been as clutch as the Dodgers have. And Turner in the air to center field. That ball's hit well. Martinez on the run. This is way back, and it is gone. It is a walk-off home run for Justin Turner.
Justin Turner last week, when he got to Cubs camp, said, "I'm not apologizing for hitting that home run to walk off the Cubs in 2017. I'm looking at that box score. I need every player in that Cubs and Dodgers game. Game 2, 2017 NLCS. Starts with you, Chris Tannehill.
Yasmani Grandal. Just because. Even though there's plenty of other names I could have gone with.
Oh, my God.
But I got to shout out Yaz, Lawrence's guy.
I don't think Yaz didn't play in that
Tim
game.
Tim Anderson's guy, too.
Yaz didn't play in that game.
Oh, no, he should have. They wouldn't have had to walk it off.
Austin Barnes went 0-for-4.
Yeah, they would have lost by 15.
Yaz never got in.
Wilson Contreras.
Wilson Contreras absolutely played in that game. Lawrence.
Anthony Rizzo.
Yes, Anthony Rizzo.
Chris Bryant.
Yes, Chris Bryant.
Javier Baez.
Javier Baez played in that game.
Ian Happ.
Ian Happ did not play in that game.
He was drinking coffee.
Oh, that's right. He was in the minors,
I think,
right?
I think after he had gone back down
Oh, when he threw that temper tantrum in Iowa?
That's the one that nobody remembers. Ian Happ, not in that game. Lawrence, give us one more.
Justin Turner.
All right, so yes, Justin Turner.
Did Carl Edwards Jr. pitch in that game?
Carl Edwards Jr. absolutely pitched in that game, along with Pedro Strop and Brian Dunsing.
Damn.
Love Stropey.
Who gave up the home run to Justin Turner there? Anybody remember?
Mike Montgomery.
John Lackey is the guy.
He come here for no haircut.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Lawrence has a category. Woo! Shane has a category. We've been talking a lot about ships this week. Cruise ships. And the Love Boat as well came up. I'm looking at a list of the 15 most famous ships in human history, post-Bible. These are big ships, famous ships that were involved in big things in human history after the Bible. 16 of them. Shane, give me a famous ship.
So I'll go with Titanic?
Number one on the list.
good choice.
Is the Titanic.
The Nina.
The Nina is absolutely on the list.
Here comes the run. Here comes the run on Columbus's ships.
It's like a run on tight ends when they start going. Now,
do it in order.
No, I'm going Santa Maria.
It was always
my favorite.
You skipped it.
The Santa Marina is the Santa Maria is on the list.
The Pinta.
The Pinta.
Ooh, yeah.
Good choice.
I should have saved all of mine for that.
Hell yeah. That's why we do categories right there. Lawrence, do you have another famous ship?
The USS Intrepid?
Let me see if they gave... they don't. It's a fine guess by you, I got to say. You could quibble with the list.
Oh, man.
The Intrepid is not on there. I'm so sorry. You're out.
Damn it.
Tanny, a ship.
The Mayflower?
Number four on the list is the Mayflower.
You're really on a kick right now, Tanny.
Well.
He's rolling. Long-time settler guy.
It's all the history books that I've been reading.
The USS Arizona.
The USS Arizona, 100%, is on the list. Famous battleship of the navies. It was sunk following Pearl Harbor.
Sunk my
Tanny.
Battleship.
Friendship. No.
In our hearts.
I read a book about this, so if it's not on the list, it's a bad list. The Wager.
Oh, man, that's a good book, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I've heard it. Yeah, it's not on the list. I want to read that.
All right, well, yeah. Shouting out the Wager.
Is it David Graham who wrote that, I believe?
Yes, David Graham.
The guy wrote Killers of the Flower Moon.
Supposedly, Scorsese bought the rights to that book for the next, not the next DiCaprio movie, but one of the ones they're going to be working on.
It's an awesome story. No, the Wager's not there. Shane, one more ship.
The USS Constitution.
100% the Constitution. Shane knows his ship.
Is the Lusitania on there?
Number two on the list is the Lusitania. The Victory, the Bounty. There was a mutiny there.
Give me the rest of the list.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated now.
The HMS Beagle, the HMS Bounty, the USS Enterprise.
I should have guessed that.
The Queen Mary. How about the Queen Mary and the QE2, the Queen Elizabeth II?
Intrepid should have been on the list.
I think you're right. Intrepid should be on
what
the list.
What is the criteria to make this top 15 of the most famous ships? Is it like Instagram followers?
It's a blogger. It's a blogger on the historian.com. Seems a little subjective.
Famousships.com. Famousships.gov.
.edu, I believe. Because we all learned a little something today. And the winner of categories with ships and Bears is Shane
nice
Reardon.
Job, Shane. Oh my goodness.
There we go. Game over.
Game over. That was good. That was really good.
It was fun.
I think
nice
you probably
Lawrence. Absolutely.
I think you probably went a little far on needing,
ships.
No, needing the sound bite to set up your topic.
Yeah, probably. I just wanted to have some fun. I think Tanny went a little far by swapping in the other one to try to make it.
Again,
go
that
bad.
Was a studs thing. He not Tanny, that was studs.
He didn't go far enough, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a good call. Texters are like, where is the Edmund Fitzgerald? They were angry. So many people texting in their ships.
And a lot of people here, the Easter.
Uh-huh.
What's the one that sank here?
Oh, the Eastland.
The Eastland, the one that George was supposed to be on.
The one that went down at Fort Dearborn?
George Halas was supposed to be on Eastland, but he woke up late. And didn't make it.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
The Eastland. No, the Eastland went down in the river. It was supposed to... Yeah, so yes, it was Fort Dearborn.
I think Fort Dearborn was where it's going, but it went down at, like, Michigan and Wacker.
Correct. That's where it went down. It just... And you know where they stored the bodies? Was in what became Harpo Studios. where really? Oprah did her show.
I worked in that studio.
Yeah, that's where they stored the
bodies. You get a corpse.
No
you get a
way.
Corpse.
They're all on Oprah's favorite things.
That's amazing. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's
he wanted to put
Gail
down there so bad at one point.
And then they put all those corpses on a plane. Call back to transition.
That's where I thought you were going
I
with
know.
That.
I know.
How the hell?
It's even more interesting than that. They drown him. First, they drown him.
Speaks, what if I told you I was going to say something really nice about a player that I dislike?
Oh, I like it. I want to hear that.
All right, we'll do that next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.